Happy Christmas all. As you can see, I'm enjoying my new green screen setup here. I just thought I'd give a little tale, a Christmas tale if you will, around an experience I had that may resonate with many of you. And please do in the comments below discuss this tale and your thoughts on it. So essentially I had a group of pals going back around 30 years and we had group chat and met up regularly. And in 2020, March, April, May, I was clearly pointing out that the lockdowns were nonsense and I was pointing out all the discrepancies with this narrative. And there were good humour jibes and conspiracy theorist accusations, but mostly in the spirit of fun. And in the summer then of 2020, there was a big barbecue and I kind of did a tour of honour because everyone there realised I'd been right and the experts were indeed all wrong. So that was good and that was fine. But things really got crazy when the mass medication came out and the mass formation got deeper. And one individual particularly began to make kind of more nasty jibes and, you know, joked about myself and my family not being allowed into restaurants as if that was a valid thing. And I noticed this and probably attempts to turn the group against me more. So that occurred for a while and that kind of happened that I drifted away from the group over the following year. But in 2022, I turned up at an event. Perhaps people thought I wouldn't, but I did. Head held high. And this person, a couple of hours into the pub event, came over to me and challenged me and said, "Why are you questioning, you know, the mass medication? You know, it saved my life." And I said, "Well, actually, I don't perceive it saved your life from all the published data. So where did you hear that?" And the person got very irate and began to accuse me of being arrogant and that I was always arrogant and brought up stuff from 30 years ago, which was quite bizarre. And I began to find this interaction fascinating. But I said, you know, I'm aware you have a certain condition and I helped you with that in April 2020, you asked me, did you have extra risk? And I sent you a few published papers showing that for your condition, you did not have extra risk. And you thanked me for that. And then the person got really angry and started various bile about how I was this and I was that. And I said, "Well, I'm just curious, where did you hear? Why do you perceive that this mass medication helped you so much?" So it went on and it didn't get any better. And at one point, I was careful to be very calm because I could see the person's jaw was bouncing now with anger and it was just getting very kind of ridiculous. So I just held out my hands in the open palm and I said, "Look, different opinions. I think you're the person who has kind of tried to turn the group against me. I'm glad you're telling me this now because you're validating that." And the person hissed at me, "Don't you raise your hands at me," which was extraordinary coming from someone who had a long corporate career at a high level, very high level, and was behaving like this. So I just thought it'd be an interesting tale for you guys. I'm sure you have your own experiences with the mass formation and how unhinged people became. And in the comments below, please share your experiences. That's all part of the healing, if you will. And also one last thing I'd like your thoughts on. I figured the next morning at how bizarre this was, and then it occurred to me, wow, I bet this person has gone back to everyone else, you know, behind the scenes, and probably lied about what I said, even in that interaction in the pub, and probably said I said all kinds of dreadful things and crazy things and made them up. And I think afterwards, actually, that's probably what happened because I broke ties largely since that point. And I'd say I was maligned behind the scenes, which would be quite a clever thing to do and what a real corporate type person would do. So anyway, great to hear your thoughts below and maybe similar experiences. I think this one was the most extraordinary one I had during the whole madness. Just one last thing. I'll just put it on the screen. I had said back in October 2020 when I saw the Irish media said that the Attorney General had been brought in by the government to look into the possibility of making the upcoming future COVID vaccines mandatory even for children. And I sent this on to the group and I made some caustic jokes about what was going to happen. And of course, I was correct in that too. And finally, just showing on the screen in summer 22, I think, yeah, summer 22, I was in Amsterdam giving a keynote and I went through all of the published data after everything was in. And you can see the checklist on the screen. And of course, we were correct on everything. But in any case, there you have it, folks. So have a chat about this and maybe it's cathartic to get out your stories of the lunacy that you guys dealt with. And let's have the conversation. Thank you.